This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What's going on with the Bravos? We do it each and every day. We go around the yard as we count down to the start of the regular season. But right now it's spring training. We're learning some things about our club, guys. And one thing we got to learn, Mike, is how this catcher situation is going to play out. Is Drake Baldwin the real deal? Is he?
He'll be pressed into service, as we know, with Sean Murphy being banged up for at least 4 to 6 weeks with a rib injury. Some good news today, and the media was around, and they talked to Chris Sale, and he said some good things. Chris Sale, the Braves ace, says about Drake, he's got an unbelievable work ethic. He's got a great routine. He's around the right guys. That's what you want from a dude who's in position to take over the very important position. He's not afraid to ask questions. He's doing all the right things. He thought he looked great back there, so Sale had a chance to throw to Drake Baldwin today down there in Northport. Said he looked great. He never looked overwhelmed, never looked overmatched. Matched, and he was on point. So that was a lot of fun. So a nice glowing review from the Braves ace.
Okay, that is good news. And look, Chris Sale has seen a lot of catchers in his life. He knows whether or not guys, you know, have a feel for it. As far as, you know, the offseason grades, and I just saw this, Mike, and it just tells you, you know, how the Mets are all in. They did spend a lot of money. We know that, right? Soto, Alonso, all the guys, Clay Holmes, they went out and got a bunch of guys. But their payroll right now, and I just saw this, $333 million. Is that number right, Chris, for the Mets and what they've spent?
Yeah, I think it's more than they had last year on the books.
And they top, obviously, MLB spending for the third straight year. Now, my question is, what has it gotten them? Nothing.
Well, it's gotten them a new name, which is the Steve Cohen tax, right. Which is, we always talk about how these stupid aprons are on this show and trying to figure out all this nonsense. Well, here's the thing. If you sign a player while you're over that third apron, you pay 110% tax.
Wow.
And he's been doing it
every year.
And he's not ashamed. He's not afraid to do it.
No.
And he's going to do it again. The crazy thing is Cohen has come out and said, look, I think this is not the way you build a winner. He's admitted this. But he also has said, in the meantime, I'm going to try to bring in the best players possible to try to win, in, you know, as we continue to build. But he spent $228 million in luxury tax alone. $228 million in luxury tax alone.
Yeah, as it stands right now, guys, again, before more players are added in the final arena roster, it's for 25 when they break camp. But right now, the Braves are $113 million behind the Mets in this division as far as payroll. Dodgers now, again, still up there. They've got younger talent, different pay structure for some of the guys they signed from Japan. Obviously, they got that sweetheart of a deal with Ohtani that baseball should have said, no way. But it happened. But yeah, but the Mets, they are just Cohen spending. They were able to make a run last year. But I'm just curious to see, is it sustainable? Because as we said,
if
spending the most money guaranteed you a World Series, the Yankees would never lose, or the Dodgers would never lose.
I don't think it's sustainable. And it's why I'm bringing it up when we talk about the NL East and you say, okay, who did the most and who spent the most? It's not always the team that does that.
But it, just real quick, if there is an arms race going on right right now. The Mets, as we mentioned, $214 million more than we were spending. The Phillies are spending $77 million more than the Braves are spending right now.
Sure. And, you know, I think it's easy to say, and by the way, what Chris is alluding to is why the Braves have not gone over that luxury. They're not willing to pay that 110% on every dollar that you go over. They're not willing to do that. And they're saying to us, and I think the rest of Major League Baseball, we can be competitive without having to do this. And fortunately enough, they have been. That's what's crazy. They've been competitive enough to be in the playoffs, make runs, and they haven't had to do this. Meanwhile, this is the Mets formula, at least right now. The Phillies have gotten close, but they got heartbreak as well.
Right.
So we're going to see, man. Look, the NL East is going to be interesting. But you got
three teams that are loaded. Three teams that are spending the big money. And look, the Braves have got the best 1-9 when they're healthy. But that's, you know, that's the big if. The Mets kind of slow road. They still brought back Alonso. They got that going for them. But it is going to be interesting to see if this year this Braves can this Braves team just start the season off missing. You know, you're missing your catcher. By the way, real quick, Sandy Leon, Kurt Casale, they're invitees, Carl, some veterans that have been around.
Mm-hmm.
Leon's been helping Drake. So those are guys' options if you don't want to go strictly youth movement at catcher until Murphy's ready.
Yeah, and I think that's what Grant was saying is like they have guys in the building if you want to go there. But if you really want to give the kid a chance, you should probably go ahead and start him. By the way, because of the spending, we are not projected to win this division, guys. I mean, like, it's the Phillies, it's the Mets, and then it's us. And, Mike, for me, I'm fine with that. That's fine. I mean, I have no issue with saying, hey, the Braves aren't going to do anything because usually that's when we do really well. So I'm hoping that's how this shakes out. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 404-726-0929. You guys can chime in. Just talking about, you know, the spending and looking at the Mets and what they've done. And they had a hell of an offseason. There's no debating it, including A.J. Minter, by the way. They signed him 2 years, you know,
I saw that video over the weekend on MLB Network. And, yeah, like most Braves fans are saying, it just looks weird. It just looks really, really weird.
Well, I think what's even weirder for me is Fried in that Yankees uniform.
Right.
That's even weirder. I mean, I don't know about you, seeing him here for all those years and then – whenever we get a chance to see him, you know, play the Yankees, that's going to feel different.
But now, I mean, again,
is he going to cry like Freddie?
Maybe. Juan Soto now, I mean, that's the thing. You know, there'll be a lot of pressure on Juan Soto with the Mets to deliver. And again, we haven't seen him since he was with the Nationals, of course, went out to San Diego. But yeah, Juan Soto, we're going to get to see him a lot. The Phillies, we said they're loaded. This is why, you know, when I bellyache and Carl always laughs because I always complain about not having enough pitching or having to rely on Smith Shawver and Ian Anderson and Grant Holmes and Schwellenbach. It's just, you know, this is who you're going up against. These are some really good hitting teams right in our division.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait for the regular season, obviously. We are right now in spring training. And the Baldwin news, Mike, to what you're saying about what Chris Sale said to him or about him, to me that's good news. But I just think you got to
give the kid confidence.
Yeah, you got to be put in the pressure cooker, though. You know what I mean? We got to see him, you know, with men on base and how his ABs are in those situations, in those high leverage situations. And then also defensively, like if teams are they going to challenge him and run on him early, Mike, and just see.
But that's the thing. You know, it's funny because everybody, you know, they were going bananas about the pizza box size bases.
Mm.
And, you know, we're still the only team that was, you know, granted couldn't do it when Acuna was out there. But I mean, I'd like this. That's one thing with Snickers last year. I'd like to see him be even more aggressive with Monty Harris when he's on the base pads.
I hope so.
But I mean, teams just aren't running. That's why, you know, when we were having that great debate about Acuna versus Betts with the Dodgers, right? Was that the argument about who's the MVP? Why isn't he stealing more bases, and you know, and like, why are you discounting Acuna who takes that extra base? But that's one of those things where, I mean, it's negligible. Like I said, at the end of the day, I'd rather have Contreras here over all the guys we've had behind the dish the last couple of seasons. And who cares? He's not a great defensive catcher, but he rakes.
He does. Why do I have the feeling the Mets are going to choke again? And they're already down two pitchers, by the way.
Right.
They're already down two starters.
And as we said, how does Soto handle this situation? But the Braves, like, all the Braves got to do is stay healthy. He's unfortunately easier said than done.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's just, it let is. Me, last year it wasn't even fair. That's why when we were, you know, you and I were talking last year, who cares about the postseason awards, but the Brewers team was like, they do what they always do. You know, they win 100 games, they don't do anything in the playoffs.
Yeah, they lose first round.
And he didn't have to deal with any injuries, and he got the manager of the year, where Snicker had to basically, you know, jump through 15 hoops on a regular basis, not to mention Carlos' pitching that he had to juggle.
Funny you guys mentioned that, by the way. I actually got from our friends at Bet Online, the MLB Manager of the Year lines came out today. Any guess where Brian Snitker ranks in the National League?
I don't know. Probably without any respect.
You'd be right. He is eighth on the list right now.
Yeah, Pat Murphy. I couldn't remember his name. Pat Murphy won the NL Manager of the Year last year.
You know who's number two, which is interesting, because he hasn't managed a game for them yet, is Terry Francona.
He's
almost 550 with the Reds.
Right.
Okay. To get Manager of the Year in year one.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I could see that.
I could.
Tito's
too.
Good.
I could too. Yeah, he is. And they got a good club too. I think the Reds might surprise some people. O's will be good again. This is going to be, again, I think, more competitive than a lot of people think. But for us, Mike's right. We're stacked with three really good teams in this division. And then you just can't lose to the bad teams, right? You can't lose to the Marlins. You got to own the season series against them to give yourself a shot. And, you know, in the division, you got a lot of games to play. So it's going to be fun.
By the way, do you think there'll be, you know, we've got a few more weeks here for spring training. Do you think Alex will pull somebody, still get some more help for the bullpen in the next couple of weeks? Before the four guys break camp?
I don't think so. Not right now. I think that is down the road. I do think there is an open door for that. I just don't feel like they're going to do that right now. Mike, I feel like they're just going to roll out with what they've got, trust it, and then adjust accordingly. That's kind of where I think this is. I don't think they're – unless there's an injury, of course. But, I mean, if you think they're just going to go add two more arms to the bullpen because it's what we feel like they need, I don't feel like that's what's going to happen. I think they're pretty confident with where they are.
It sounds like it's going to be Pierce Johnson and Dylan Lee that get the first crack at it.
Set up, guys.
Well, as Grant told us the other day, I mean, you know, A.J. Smith-Shaw will have a chance to be kind of used like a Swiss Army knife all over the place and just hope that you get some traction. I get it. I do understand why they moved on from Minter. It seems like Minter was slipping this last year.
He was.
So, I mean, yeah, it's a bitter pill for some Braves fans because you hate to lose him, but I do understand why Alex moved on.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.